Blackstone Audio presents Nostromo by Joseph Conrad. To John Galsworthy. So foul a sky clears not without a storm. William Shakespeare. Author's note. Nostromo is the most anxiously meditated of the longer novels which belong to the period following upon the publication of the Typhoon volume of short stories. I don't mean to say that I became then conscious of any impending change in my mentality and in my attitude toward the tasks of my writing life, and perhaps there was never any change, except in that mysterious, extraneous thing which has nothing to do with the theories of art, a subtle change in the nature of the inspiration, a phenomenon for which I cannot in any way be held responsible. What, however, did cause me some concern was that, after finishing the last story of the Typhoon volume, it seemed somehow that there was nothing more in the world to write about. This so strangely negative but disturbing mood lasted some little time, and then, as with many of my longer stories, the first hint for Nostromo came to me in the shape of a vagrant anecdote completely destitute of valuable details. As a matter of fact, in 1875 or 76, when very young, in the West Indies, or rather in the Gulf of Mexico, for my contacts with land were short, few, and fleeting, I heard the story of some man who was supposed to have stolen, single-handed, a whole lighter full of silver, somewhere on the Tierra Firme seaboard, during the troubles of a revolution. On the face of it, this was something of a feat, but I heard no details, and having no particular interest in crime qua crime, I was not likely to keep that one in mind, and I forgot it till 26 or 7 years.